Houston, this is America. I see you trying to come in there.
Yeah, Ron, you're loud and clear.
Okay, I'm just finishing up my fruit cocktail.
Okay, while you're munching there, let me give you a few status reports here. First of all, your RCS is looking right along there, 4% above the flight plan line. However, we have some plans for that 4%, which I'll go over with you later. On the oxygen, you've gained a little on it since I was last on anyway. O2 tank 1's a little low, but it's balanced by tank 3 being a little high, and tank 2 is right on the red line, so I think they all balance out to be, not on the red line, on the flight plan line, and they all three balance out to be right on the flight plan line, as close as I can tell. On hydrogen, you're probably up about 4% in tank 1, and the other two are right on the line, so you're in good shape there still.
Hey, good.
Okay, while you're, I've got some words on your orbit here, which won't require anything, writing down anything. But for some reason, you're missing the mass cons or something, and your orbit's not degrading like we expected it to. It's not degrading down into circular orbit. It's, in fact, it's staying just about the way it was. And, and so we're looking ahead to plane change, and we're thinking about an extra maneuver prior to plane change, about 1 hour prior to plane change on the backside. There was some discussion here about what to call that maneuver. Somebody wanted to call it a ham, a height adjust maneuver, and someone else said, well, that one's already used in a rendezvous sequence. Maybe we ought to make it bacon. And even Locks was suggested, considering the Fidos have objected to bacon because of his religion. So the Locks was eliminated because we've already used that for the S-4B.
How about MASCON adjust?
Anyway, what the maneuver is going to be, whatever we call it, is about 11 foot per second RCS burn 1 hour prior to plane change, so that'll be on the backside. And that'll just about use up your RCS overage, put you back on the flight plan line. That'll adjust the height when you get around to the plane change, and then the plane change will be a little bigger than originally planned, showing about 365 feet per second, SPS of course, and looking at the consumables, that'll put you down right on the rescue red line on SPS, so we're still in good shape that consumable wise. Further tracking will refine this of course, so we'll have updates on the plan. Any questions on that? Over.
No, it sounds like you all thought it out. They appreciate letting me know about that. I think is the timeline work out good enough in there to work in a P-41? I guess it does, an hour before, huh?
Yeah, we'll make it. I haven't looked at it myself, but we are, FAO has, and I haven't known exactly what needs to be changed, if anything. Okay, on the sim bay, basically there's nothing new to report, and all the people down here appreciate your timely operation of the sim bay, and it's responsible for really maximizing the data return. General, we're pretty happy. The problems that we're having with it are ones that have already been mentioned to you. On the HF antenna retract problem, that we have, if we have it. Here's the plan. Well, first of all, the consensus on that is that we really think the antennas are retracting okay, that it's a malfunction in the limit switch that drives the talk back that's really the problem. But we have devised an alternate method utilizing timing and stall current, and actually the signature of the motor stall current down here in the data, to determine proper retraction. And at just prior to 168 hours in the flight plan, you're supposed to retract those antennas, and we're going to check the data at that time and say yes or no, they are retracting or they aren't. If they don't, then the alternate plan we'll swing into at that time is to reschedule the HF targets that are now scheduled on Rev 55, reschedule them and do them on Rev 42, after which we'll try one more time to retract the antennas, and if it still looks like they indeed are not retracting, I guess it's just the one that's in question, then we'll go ahead and jettison them at that time. And we'll still have gotten most of the least priority HF targets with that alternate plan. Over.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan to me.
Okay, we got one request from ECOM here. Can you turn the H2 tank 2 fans off, please? Okay. And when you get between courses on breakfast there, I have some pencil work for you in the way of flight plan updates. Not too much, really. Okay, 156.22, which is coming up here. I'd like to, at that time, verify all command module VHF off. It's now 11 after. You have to terminate the jet on monitor and then get the sounder operating. I can break this off at any time if you think we're pressing that. Just interrupt me. At 156.50 lunar sounder pad, T start is 156.5105, and T stop is 156.5609. Over.
Okay, T start 156.5105. 5609.
That's good. Flip the page, flip two pages and copy the next sounder pad, which is for 158.40. That T start is 158.4935. And stop time is 158.
Wait a minute, I'm not with you.
Okay.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, T start.
Go ahead now, Carter, sorry.
158.4935. And stop is 158.5438.
Okay, start 158.4935. 158.5438.
Okay, that's correct. Now at that same page, 158.13, after pan camera on, add a line that says V over H override high altitude.
Okay, 158.13, V/H override to high altitude.
Okay, and at 158.
It's still at high altitude from yesterday. Yeah, it is.
Okay. 158.21 is another verify all command module VHF off.
Okay, 158.21, verify all VHF off, and I know what that means.
Okay, and the next two are easy. Next page at 159.01. Just draw a line through mapping camera retract. And at 159.05,
okay,
draw a line through mapping camera laser altimeter cover closed.
Okay, got it.
Okay, I think we're caught up. We're ready for high gain auto.
Okay, I'll go back and see where we are in the old flight. Okay, you have auto.
Okay. Okay, Ron, it's your computer. Go back to block.
Okay, o'clock.